Welcome back to another episode of Greenbox Gaming Plays Delta Green Hellhole, written and run by Alex Sun of RPG Reanimators. Let's jump right back in.
So, with the result of the failed navigation roll, Agent Nathan, you start going into these rooms that are just filled with nothing, right? And this goes on for... You kind of lose track of time, and it feels like hours. And you enter a great hall. It looks like a great hall. It's got pillars that look like columns on either side. And this seems to be kind of like a lobby type of area. You're hearing Agent Omar, now getting tortured, screaming.
I actually hear him.
Yeah.
Can we make out a direction?
Yeah, definitely that way.
Okay.
You've lost all sense of direction here. It's just, this is just like a bad place. And as you get this external stimuli in for who knows how long, that you kind of hone in on that. But yeah, the weight's pressing down on you, Agent Nathan. Could you describe your worst day?
There was a fire. There was a bad fire in the forest. And there were a lot of animals. And we tried to suppress the fire. We tried to get it down to just a gentle simmer, but it was actually too much. And on that day, it was just, we got separated, we got cut off, and we lost someone. We lost one of our brothers. And we heard him screaming. We heard his cry for help and the screaming, and it was horrible.
I'm going to have to tax you a 0/1 helplessness roll. And we're going to actually continue with that memory. That's, you found the victim, right?
We did.
He was one of your brothers.
He was one of
brothers in arms.
One of the team.
You remember picking up his body and cradling him in your arms. What you don't remember is the pair of red eyes watching you in the distance. And as you come to, those red eyes are still there. Down one of the passages. What do you do?
He probably just stares at it. He just, like, zones out and stares, locks into the eyes.
Right. Now, the eyes, doesn't they're move. The only things that are visible in the darkness of that far room.
Roy, Dale, do you see those?
Does Dale see?
And you do.
Yeah, brother.
Be very quiet, Roy. No thinking, no talking. Guns up.
And Roy will kind of look through the little UV scope.
UV scope.
Okay. Because you did that, there's something weird about it. It's not, you're expecting in an IR scope for it to have a form, humanoid or animal form, quadrupedal. But it is giving up some warmth, but it's more akin to what looks like to be a portable generator with two lights.
Oh.
Based apart.
Don't worry, Nathan, it's just a generator of sorts.
No, I've seen it before, Roy. Be ready. Things are gonna go bad. Can we like back up slowly? Like he'll motion to them, be like,
absolutely.
Back up right now. We're in the wrong place.
But that's the way Omar's screaming, right?
I'm gonna say it's in a side room. Yeah,
it's in the room. Us rooms aside.
Yep.
To
yep.
These
in this great hallway.
No, we gotta go in there, Nathan.
I promise can't. You, I'm not. I would not lead you astray. Look, and he hands him the UV scope.
And you look through the UV scope, and it highlights a portable generator.
Tid will be like, all right. Okay, fine.
Fuck!
Fine. I'm still keeping this thing loaded. Like, there's obviously an on switch on this railgun that, like, charges the battery, keeps the capacitors going. He's like, I'm not fucking switching this thing off for 1 second. Roy, Dale, you guys go first.
Everyone is on edge.
No problem, brother.
Everyone is surrounded by these rocks. These scales Agent Oval actually discovered.
And can Dale roll something, like, trying to get a sense of, like, Nathan heard Petrov just now, right?
Yeah, screams of torture, yeah.
Did we hear that?
Yep.
Okay.
So Dale, a navigate roll would be with a plus 20 now.
Okay.
I don't think Ted would do it after he's just been lost for so long.
Rattled, yeah.
Yeah, he's rattled.
Shaken.
I have a 10% on navigate. I can roll it, but I don't think it's going to do anything.
Okay. You have a 30 with the plus 20.
That's going to be a 62.
Ooh, okay. So I will say it does take you a little bit more time because the echo, the screams of Agent Omar are just echoing everywhere. Yeah, and then sure. They like stop for a moment. You wander about a little more and you come across what appears to be a chasm. There is a thin platform, maybe about 6 feet wide, and it stretches 20 feet across. And on either side are these pits that just, you can't see the bottom of. It's just pure black.
And everything is still just like solid gray concrete.
Yep.
Everything.
Kind of like this.
Great.
Okay. Dale is going to stealth across the platform.
All right, so you're going to get low to the ground and try and be as careful as possible.
Yeah.
All right. No roll required. You start to make your way across. You're super conscientious of your footsteps. And each like time you step on a rock by accident, it's like... And that's when you hear the roar. It almost shakes the ground that you're standing on. And you can't tell which direction it's coming from. It's almost overwhelming. And I'll take a sanity roll against the unnatural, because at first it sounds like a train, but it's very much not a train, because it goes to frequencies that you can't even hear eventually.
Oof.
Okay.
Are we all in the same room?
Mm-hmm.
Are we all take all. This?
Yeah, so you can roll that Omar as well.
25.
Excellent.
Okay. I did
not pass
27.
That.
So it's going to be a 0/1 against the unnatural.
All right.
Success for Omar.
Get that's it. Just that's rolling a regular sanity check, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. Dale succeeds. 25 under
Great, no sanity loss.
Okay.
49.
Ted will probably like perk up after that a little bit, because he's now realizing that this is not good, despite his previous being rattled. He'll probably like rally himself and say, guys, we need to get going, double time, hustle, motherfuckers, let's go, and try and like get us across and get us closer
across the chasm, like on this bridge, right,
with no fencing,
no guardrails, no nothing. And Dale's just gonna be like, boys, we gotta get across, fuck everything, fuck. We just got to run across this bridge right now. Y'all with me? Let's do this.
All right. So you all fucking book it. And you run across. Petrov, you don't have enough energy to even stand up. You're just crawling on the floor.
Yeah.
Towards the exit. And you're hearing the rapid steps of footsteps.
I think that if there is... Is it like hallways, like rooms, like
it's what, hallways, like, infinite hallways.
I think that if there's like a door that seems to, if I'm in like a main hallway, although I'm sure Petrov is completely discombobulated of where he is.
Mild acid in the eyes as well.
Yeah, like he's gonna like try to like pull himself. If he hears footfalls, he's gonna like try to
grab onto the wall and pull yourself up.
Like, or just try to like hide around the side of a doorway or something. Yeah. Doorway or something. He's, because he doesn't want this exterminator to come back and see him, right?
So and exterminate you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But give me a luck roll, please.
A luck roll?
Yeah.
Right. 42.
Ooh. All right.
42.
Okay. So you end up hiding in a room that isn't even the dimensions of like a cube. It's like almost trapezoidal and it's all slanted. It's wrong. Everything's just wrong here. It's getting to you, man.
I mean,
you're fucking
like,
losing it.
This is not good. Like, just straight up. And like, all I've got is a stupid piece of wood. Like, it's like this like shitty splintered tail leg, and he's just like, he's waiting for these footfalls to go past. I mean, the meta of me, like, I don't want to metagame it, but like, he has no way of knowing whose footfalls are whose in this place. And he has no reason to assume. I mean, he would love to believe these guys are coming after him, but if he hears footfalls, he's gonna hide.
Okay. If that's the case, those running across that bridge, you enter another series of like another T junction, and you like, you just pick a direction, right? You're just running from that roar.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the successful luck roll, you don't get split up. You actually run past where Agent Omar is hiding, and you see them, Omar.
As the second he sees any of them, he's like, Opal, O'Leary.
Describe like how what you look like with the understanding that you look like hot garbage shit. Just completely trashed. Like acid in the eyes. Maybe some facial damage.
I mean, like my...
Smell like puke.
My limbs are healed after everything's happened to them. But like, am I covered in blood? I know I'm covered in vomit, but like... Like, am I, like...
No, that's gone back into your body.
Oh, good. Fantastic. Where it belongs. Excellent. but he is... But, like, I think the big thing is, like... I mean, yes, he looks like absolute, just, like, smash shit.
Maybe you look like you've aged another 20 years.
But his eyes are wild and desperate. And maybe, like, he comes out of the doorway. Like, you turn around, he's, like, coming out of the doorway. And he, like, falls to his knees and is, like, crawling toward you. Oh, on his God. Hands and knees. He's like,
we have to leave. We have to go.
Opal would just be like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Omar, I tried. I did everything
now.
I could.
Not okay. Now. We have to go.
Let's get you out of here. And Ted will go and, like, fireman carry him. And head, I don't know, just fireman carry. Like, lead the way, Dale.
I mean, if you think about it, everything that Ted carries is a fireman carry.
That's true. Yeah. He carries groceries. He does it fireman
it's
carry.
A fireman
carry.
That is
right.
So true.
So you regroup. What relief. It might be unsettling when you turn a corner and you see the entrance to the crawl space.
How did we get back here?
So I'd like you all to roll against the unnatural.
Sanity?
Yeah, it's going to be 0/1d4.
All right, success.
Failure for Petrov.
Success.
Success for Dale.
That's 3 for Petrov. I'm going to deflect.
Okay. Feel free to give me a choose a bond. Do you have enough willpower to deflect?
I do have enough willpower currently. So let's roll that d4 real quick. I'm going to deflect 2 of it. I'm going to deflect it onto my good buddy Anton. I'm not going to be able to see Anton for a little while. I'm not going to be able to have our regular chess game. It's not going to happen.
Excellent. So this is what happened. You turn the corner and there's the crawl space. The crawl space that leads back to The old subway station. Right there.
We gotta get out of here.
We gotta get the fuck out of here. Let's get Petrov healed up.
Roy will take one more glance behind him before we run through this crawl space.
And there's just nothing. And there has been just nothing. But yeah, what you see is just the winding hallways.
Roy gets like a little bit of relief. He's like, let's go.
Who's first?
Oh, okay.
I'm asking.
What are you doing here, Alex? Dale has taken point the whole time, so Dale will go first again.
Excellent. You did that awkward squat.
Yep. Waddle. Squat, waddle.
And then who's next?
It's probably Ted. Carrying okay. Petrov.
Ted. And then
dragging him.
Like, kind of
and
dragging
then Roy's me. Last, right?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay.
Oh, he's reaching for his dice, people.
Oof.
So you all crawl out on the other side, and it is you never would have thought it in your life, but it is such a relief to smell that piss room and the dust and the grime and the brake fluid. Because at least it's something. It's not just nothing.
Right.
And you're out. You're free.
Let's get the hell out of here.
The rocks. Your shoes.
Roy checks his shoes.
Like he's like
everybody checks the shoes.
Yeah, like some of you have rocks underneath your shoes. What are you doing with them?
Roy will be like, we gotta get them off. We can't contaminate further.
Throwing them back in the fucking hole. Where they belong.
Ditch them. Everybody take their goddamn shoes off.
What do we do about this hole? This hole.
I mean, first things first, we gotta get Omar out of this spot. I mean, then we figure out what we gotta do about this next.
Can I look around? Is there any, I don't know, like pallet, wooden pallet or something to maybe board it up just to put something against it?
Sure.
Yeah, that's smart.
Okay.
Yeah.
He'll try and do that. And then we gotta get out.
The man in the suit. The
what man?
He was dressed like an exterminator mask, hazmat suit, like Opal, but the exterminator. He sprayed something in my eyes. He got me. He smelled me.
Holy cow!
He did something. He
looks down at his arm. He's like,
he did things to me. He used the rocks.
And he just like, he starts to weep. Like, he just like, he kind of like breaks down. Like, he's like holding his arm, like in his, like, you know, with his other hand. And it just like, kind of like, and so like, despite whatever else that you got, normally see of Petrov of being this like kind of shit together, and like he is a like he's an old man and he's afraid.
Holy shit, Petrov. And he just like Dale will walk over and throw an arm around his shoulders and just like, I know, but we gotta get the fuck out of here right now. We gotta get you taken care of.
Right. Excellent. Like, because you all survived this traumatic experience, you're welcome to add each other as new Delta Green bonds.
Oh, excellent.
Great.
What that means is you can take a D4 off of an existing bond and then get your new Delta Green bond at half of your charisma value.
Okay.
If you'd like. Nice. Usually you have to roll for it, but I'm just going to give it to you.
Cause... I gotcha.
Fine.
Right, so and I'm this is deduct two.
But choose someone. Also, if they die, it's really bad for you as well.
Excellent.
So
news.
There will be repercussions.
Just one of us?
As many as you'd like.
I'm just gonna pick Petrov.
Did you see that? Did you see that smile on Alex's face right then when he said as many as you like?
I love my players. That's it.
God, he's such a giver.
And we add half of our charisma?
Yeah. As the bond value.
Round up, I suppose. Or round down.
round down.
I think saving Petrov makes it.
Run down.
No, so here's what I'm about to do is, and we have to take four away from
D4. From one
each
bond
we add.
One bond.
One.
So, just one.
And I can add all three guys for four.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For each one, it's a D4.
So here's the thing. I think Petrov, I'm going to add a bond for all three of you guys. And okay. So Petrov's about to lose 12 bonds collectively.
It's a D4, so...
So it's only for one.
It's variable.
Oh, just a D4. Yep. Okay, so I'm going to roll 3D4.
That's correct.
I got a 1, a 2, and a 1.
Nice!
Oh, man. Lucky duck.
See, we're great. You're stronger than ever.
God, yeah. Strong. I'll never die.
I think just saving Petrov, I'll just take Petrov, and I rolled a D4, so I took that from Indy, my dog.
Yeah. But if any of your bonds die, there will be a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We gotta... Yeah, sorry.
Petrov and Roy, simply because Nathan is new.
Yeah.
Ish. I don't know. Fuck it. I'm gonna add Nathan too, because I'm feeling froggy.
You're all fruddies. Woo!
Alright, we need to get Petrov the hell out of here, and then we need to get back here with something to get rid of this hole. Do you know anyone, Roy? Dale, actually? He, like, looks at Roy, and Roy's just standing there scrawny in this, like, EPA suit that's way too big for him. You know, like, almost the sleeves are too big for his arms. He's like, Roy, Dale, get somebody with something that can fill up a hole. If you know what I mean.
It's no time for sexual innuendo.
God damn it, Petrov. I don't even know you, but you're disgusting.
Alright, are we leaving?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so we're leaving, right. And maybe like, Dale, get on the phone. Get some explosives or cement. I don't care.
Yeah, I was just working out my bond calculations. I came out way under. this actually sucks for me. Because my charisma is quite low, if you haven't noticed. Whoops.
Nice.
So this is exactly what happens. You head outside the way you came in. That van's gone.
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
That's what...
On top of that, you notice that some of the windows in both of your vehicles that you drove up are broken.
He knows that we came down here. At the very least, we gotta take care of this guy. He's kidnapping folk. Who knows what he's exposing them to?
We gotta search the cars. What if he put those rocks in the car? Like,
yeah,
those things,
Roy,
they're bad.
There's two cars, I guess, and Roy will look at the one he drove in.
One is fucking Petrov's Volvo, is the one you drove. So now Petrov's Volvo has its glass broken. He's like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's going to cost about $375 to get that window replaced.
He just got this paid off.
So if you're searching for any signs of tampering, that's definitely a search roll.
Okay.
From
okay.
One of you.
Who wants to do it?
I can check.
Dale would like to roll a criminology.
Absolutely. Fine by me.
Okay.
Who's searching the other car?
I'll search the other car.
All right.
67 under 60. Sorry, 57 under 60.
Right.
78 under 80 on criminology.
Okay.
God.
Yeah, these cars, nothing has been taken from them. Only things that have been added. Rocks under the door, under the mats, in the glove box.
No.
But not rocks, because you know the truth. Scales.
Fuck, we can't drive these cars.
We need to get rid of them.
So Dale is now concerned about the exterminator. Like, how we can track him down.
That's such a cool name.
The exterminator.
Yeah, can we...
What would be a way that...
Can we see him?
Can you see him? Not right now.
No car.
Can he see
tracks?
You? I don't know.
He took his car, yeah. He took his van. Did Did we happen to see the name of the exterminator? Because if it's exterminator van, typically it's like a business name.
Name
did
tag. Did we get to see it before? On the suit.
Name tag on the suit. Hmm. That's a great question.
Petrov spent it up a lot of time with this guy.
We'll leave that up to a luck roll with Roy.
Okay.
Old Agent Oval.
16.
That works. It's just simply Pest Solutions.
I remember the van. Pest Solutions.
Find a phone book. They have phone books still, right? We need a phone book.
Yeah, or we could just call the handler.
Joe. Yep. Call Joe. We need to, can we throw the box back down in the fucking subway so we have a car?
Are there any other cars around?
Yeah, there's a few other cars around.
Okay, Ted will, like, look at Dale and be like, Dale, we need a big car. We need a four-person car.
Dale's still got the Slim Jim, so he can definitely rule criminology to steal a car.
It's all two-seaters. Everyone.
Should I call an Uber XL?
You could call
Dale's
an Uber.
Not the dude to call an Uber.
And Opal's just in a fucking hazmat suit. Yeah. So.
I think Opal will, like, take it off, you know, at least the helmet right now. Okay. And while they're doing that, call Cho.
Okay, so you start to phone up Cho. It rings for like three rings, and it sounds like you woke him up, but he's like, "Ugh, speak to me." Kind of late for this, don't you think?
Oh, no, I don't think. We found the opera and everything. We need to find one of the guests, and he gives him the pest control name.
Oh, okay.
Are we calling Simon Gao?
No, it's just Cho. Oh, our Cho.
Oh, it's a Cho. Okay,
Agent
sorry.
Cho, your gotcha. Handler. Yeah, yeah. So he says, "Oh, you're you got a bug problem?"
Oh yeah, big ones.
Okay, big bug. What are you gonna do about it?
He needs to go away. He's like thinking about like everything he did to Omar. He's like, he needs to go away tonight.
Okay. You know that's you know, you're the bug hunters.
I do. We just need an address, Cho. If anything.
Oh, you need an address?
Right. We've lost. We had him in our sights, and now we lost him.
Jesus. How dangerous is this bug?
Level of 1 to 10. Well, let me just give you... Omar's spent a lot of time with the bug. Let me just hand it to Omar. You can't answer the phone to Omar.
I heard you had a bug problem. What's the matter? Did you infest your furniture?
Joe. God damn it, I am not in the mood.
Okay.
Joe, seriously, we found someone, a man. He works at the place called Pest Solutions. I know it's not much to go off of. We need you to look it up for us.
And you hear, like, some typing on a laptop, right? The click-clack of a mechanical keyboard. And
you should get a digital keyboard. They're way quieter.
Uh-huh, he says, just half-mindedly. Just, like, he's still waking up. And he gives you the address.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a place in Dorchester.
It's where?
Dorchester, Massachusetts. Huh. It's south of Boston. Part of the greater Boston area.
Wow.
He yawns.
Okay.
Then... are they on speaker? Are we on speakerphone?
You can be if you'd like.
Okay, hold on, let me put you on speakerphone. Don't say anything that you wouldn't want anyone else to hear.
Joe, you're on speakerphone. Don't say anything you wouldn't want somebody to hear.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it.
We need explosives. We've discovered a bad place.
Jesus Christ. Hole.
It's hell in there. It's sort of a hell hole. And we need to explode it.
Okay. Give me a persuade with a minus 20.
What sort of ordinance can you give me? Persuade with minus 20?
Yeah, because you're asking for bombs.
Yeah. No, totally. But Dale's persuade is like absurdly high.
Okay, that's so fine.
Let's see what happens.
I mean, you don't stay a corrupt cop long if you're persuasive.
Okay. Remind me what happens if you roll a double zero.
Oh, that's fumble.
Wait, double zero means...
is a fumble. Oh, double zeros and one is a crit success. Double zero is a 100, which
what are
is
both
fumble.
Your dice say?
This is crazy. I will take a picture of this if you want me to. The tens dice is a double zero.
Yep.
The ones dice is a zero.
Yeah, that's a fumble.
That's a 100. That is a hands-down fumble.
Jesus Christ.
Can we push it?
Yeah, you know I can't do... No, you can't push a fumble.
Fine. That's a fumble. That's fair.
It is the worst fumble you could ever get. So he's going to spend the next, 5-10 minutes berating you. Because, what if it's a public area? Are you out of your fucking mind? An explosion's going to keep too much... Have too many eyes on this.
I'm sorry.
Yada, yada.
Yep, no. Roger that.
All right. Joe. Now that you are in no fucking mood. I am very badly hurt.
Yeah, we probably should have led with that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anything, Joe.
Okay. Do you have anywhere that you're staying that's safe?
Well, I thought the clinic was safe. Now I don't know, but it'll be safer if we all stay there.
You have a motel or something?
We can find something.
Okay, well, text me the address. I'll send you a party pack.
With cheesy bread? I don't understand.
I'll send you what you need. If you want cheesy bread, I'll make sure to put that in the order.
I'll take whatever I can get, Joe. Joe, I don't care what everyone else in C-Cell says. I think you're doing great.
Thank you. And there's a sound of just a sigh of kind of relief. Maybe with your human... little bit of gratitude.
Okay.
But that's about it. It's like, all right, I'll try to get that to you in 2 hours.
Joe, thank you.
You're welcome. Good night. Stay alive.
I'm trying so hard.
Okay, so for Ted, Ted's a firefighter, right? Ted be able to figure out a way to somehow collapse that hole with some way...
Do you have mechanics or demolitions or...
Jillian Walsh.
Physics. Craft mechanic.
Craft
He's
electrician.
The engineer. She might
craft
be able
mechanic.
To know something.
I got a craft mechanic.
Okay.
That's 91 rolling craft mechanic. 91 all right. Over 40.
I thought you said you had
91 over 40 would mean, you might be able to pull it off, but you'll have to understand what's around this place, because this is a subway tunnel, which is underground, which means whatever above is going to suffer from the effects of the explosion.
It's going to be that fucking Thai place across from the green box. And that's, and let me tell you, that's a national treasure.
We need the Jillian Walsh. We can call her. She might know. She might be able to get something for us.
Petrov, we're going to fix this problem, what you've just been through with bureaucracy. We're going to sign an ordinance to fix a hole of what you've just been through.
No, she might have access to tools, maybe even explosives. She's an engineer.
Oh, that actually makes sense. I'm sorry, your face is throwing me off, and you smell terrible. That's a great idea.
So under your charisma, I wanted to do this before you, after you did your bonds, which is nice.
Oh no.
So why don't you subtract a D2 from your charisma, Agent Omar, and under distinguishing features, just say like warped.
Warped. Roger. Roger that.
Because your face is fucked.
Okay, my face is fucked. I'm down to 8.
Also, I was fixated on bombs, and I'm sorry about that. I apologize. I was fixated on ordnance, but now that my drugs are wearing off, we could just call a concrete company and get them to pour some concrete down in this hole.
You could definitely do that.
I'm sure the unnatural has no way to get through concrete.
Well, it seems economical.
Woo! Typical capitalist response.
What about some quickcrete? Some quick dry.
Yeah, you could totally just...
Let's go to Home Depot.
Concrete it up. No problem.
We could get some beers. We can make a day of it.
God damn it,
Nobody's
Petrov.
Gotta die.
I see you we chuckling.
Could, we could blow get that fentanyl zombie to help us. I bet if we pay him like $20, I bet it'll help us out.
Hell, who knows?
Okay, so I guess we either steal a car or order an Uber to take care of Petrov at this
What are you going to do?
Would it, do we think it would attract too much attention? Because I know I said before I left that I grabbed some flammable chemicals that I was going to throw on them. And I'm assuming that's still in my car.
Yeah.
I want to, like, fucking destroy these cars.
Right here in the middle of the street.
Why are we destroying the cars?
Fuck yeah.
Why are we not just taking the rocks and throwing them back in the subway?
There are too many rocks, Petrov.
There is a lot of rocks.
Is there too many? Like, is it not?
It's like,
I mean, you
could
pick them out little by little.
One of these is.
But
your
there's
car,
a chance
right?
that you might miss some.
Petrov?
No, you
are
guys
you willing
are right.
to gamble?
You guys are right. The safest thing to do is to source a new vehicle.
Does this seem like a bad part of town?
Does this seem. No. It's like downtown.
Shit.
Okay.
Are there cameras?
Alright, maybe that wasn't the best idea.
Mm-hmm.
There are
Dale's
cameras.
Dale's already looking for a new car.
Alright, let's hitch a car. We'll leave these cars here with the rocks in them. I don't think we can light something on fire downtown.
I mean, you can. It'll be funny.
We don't want to attract attention to this place.
Oh, yeah, we'll just have to come back and deal with it then.
Okay, so let's talk about how you're getting out of here.
Dale, just
gonna
jack
steal a car?
Dale.
Yeah. Can I roll a criminology to jack a car?
Well, what kind of car do you want?
A 1969 Corvette Stingray.
Fastback.
Four-seater.
The best I can do is a...
Those are two seats.
Best I can do is a four-seat SUV that you see.
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah. it's a... You know not to go for, like, the two vibrant colors. So you go for just like a gray SUV that you find.
Like a Tahoe.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is when rolling for shit sucks. I have a criminology of 80.
Oh, I'm going to give it to you then. It's yours.
Stop
okay.
talking.
Okay.
Yeah. It's yours. I mean, your criminology is 80. Right. You're good. Yeah. And you're not trying to do something like super stressful. So you steal a gray Tahoe and you drive back to the motel.
Yeah, let's get that party pack, get you patched up, get you some cheese sticks in you, Petrov.
Yeah, we text Cho where we are.
Okay.
Petrov is extremely fucked up, right? Like, should we go back to the vet office?
Hell no.
Again?
No, the exterminator knows that we were there. Hopefully he thinks that we are just stuck down in that hole if we leave our cars.
Where can we go to get you patched up, Petrov?
Joe is sending something. I do not know what it is, but apparently there's cheesy bread. So we should stay here.
I appreciate cheesy bread as much as the next man, but it ain't going to fix that.
Well, let's... maybe he gave us something that can heal him. Let's just see what it is.
Yeah,
okay, so you're
going to
wait around for a couple hours and just, like, take a breather. Take... notes, take just like reprieve, right?
Mm-hmm.
sitting down on the couch, just like, holy shit, letting the adrenaline fade away.
Is it like a twin bed?
Yeah.
Like motel?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Petrov, like, if you guys get him to in there, like, get him in the room, like, he starts stumbling towards the back and starts, like, reaching and, like, pulling his shirt off and stuff like that. He's like,
yeah,
I am showering.
Okay, so you go into the shower.
You're first up.
And
I wanted to do second.
There's like, a knock on the door after the allocated 2 hours.
Hmm.
Ted will probably... Okay.
There is what looks like to be just a shoebox.
I'll kind of like look around, make sure no one's watching, pick up the shoebox, take it inside, open it.
There are a couple things in here. It looks like you recognize this immediately. This is fucking morphine.
Mm.
And next to the morphine is a Glock 18.
Nice.
Did they bring garlic bread?
Garlic bread.
And there is cheesy bread.
Oh!
Thank God.
So, as I want to get into what Omar is up to, I'd like you to give me a search roll, please.
So, So I will say, Alex, typically people don't have to search
to take a shower.
Oh, I completely I just make sure understand that. I'm very aware. All right. Or maybe I was doing things wrong my whole life.
Yeah, have you? What are you
Where's
doing in
the
there?
Fucking shower.
All right.
Just 1 foot in the toilet bowl. That's how it works.
Is this where it is?
All right, here we go.
Is this a shower?
Is this a shower? 46 over 40.
Okay. Now give me a luck roll.
Okay. 87 over, or 87 over 50. So
okay, sounds good.
It's so great.
Rip, you look at yourself in the mirror, and as you look yourself in the mirror, the light flickers, and that's where we're gonna end it.
God damn it!
Oh.
Oh okay. My god! Like is Man. Like does if this were a film, like does it or like
the camera pans to your button down shirt, and in one of the pockets is
there's a little rock just sitting in there.
Yeah.
Oh god! All right.
That's insane.
Wait, that's how we end the whole mission?
No, we're gonna have to that's continue it, this.
We're done.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. Alex.
Yeah.
I know I said I was going to do it in 6 hours, but I talked to Joe, and I'm like, I'm going to walk instead of run.
Nice.
Okay. Okay, cool.
I think it's great that we're going to give you the longest campaign of Hellhole.
No, this is fine. I could have ended it this session, but I'm like,
I bet you could have.
If you love your players, you gotta let them go.
That's what you gotta do. And if they're really yours,
they'll come back.
In pieces.
Right. No, that's a very cool ending.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger, but because cliffhanger. We will be continuing. So let me do the outro here. Thanks for joining us for another RPG Reanimators. It's live action play with Greenbox Gaming.
Yeah.
Catch you next time. You can check out our stuff in the show notes.
Bye.
See ya
later.
Adios.